Prayer is the mother of all manifestations. Prayer is the mother. There are many other things anyway, but prayer is the major of all things that we seek to see in God. We have made much progress in the teaching, even though we have not been able to cover much from my own lecture notes. But we trust God that we'll be able to cover much on the basis of the lecture notes. So we said in the kingdom that we have how many power factors? My Kora Bahatas. We need to get used to it very soon now, in the next 3 years. All these young men of God sitting in front. Prophet Elijah. Why are you the one that shouted? Since you came back from Lagos, you are a suspect. So let's see the book of Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. If you are there, say amen. There is a verse we will hear on yesterday. Verse what? Open to verse 5. The scripture says, when thou prayest, I believe we have sufficiently laid the foundation concerning the teaching. The scripture said here, when thou prayest. If English is anything, Sister Faustina, when we say when, what does it mean? Somebody get mic for her. When? Well, we don't enter English class now. So all of you, especially the people in my front, you have to be ready to answer.
When we talk of when as a word, it means the time when you're going to do that particular thing. If was used, then it talks about probability. You could or you could not. But when is something that is certain that you must do.
It is now only a matter of when you will do it.
Yes, sir.
But whether you will do it is established. We can get our definition right. There is nothing to add and there is nothing to remove. It is when, because it is something that must be done. Are you getting the point? Now, the when there is that we don't know the time. So, depending on when your issue has become something that you demand a result from, your when can be today or it can be in the next 50 years. There are things in life, there are principles. This thing now is trying to tell you that is a principle, is a law. Whether you will is not an option. It is when. So when you become an old man and you are limping like this, you will, if you didn't pray before and you got to that point, you will still what? Pray. What's the problem? We cannot project today. If we cannot, let me be sure I'm using my Bible. Just tell me on time, because I've started trusting you people. See, the thing about trust is that before the person came, you could have been managing. But then I'm brought this thing now. So I started trusting in the arm of man. Behold, the man that trusts in the arm of, it will disappoint you. Now, the reason why we call them the three kingdom power factors is that there are many things in our life, around our life, on earth, that needs to be done. So anytime that there is a work to be done, what are the instruments and facilities that you engage? So from here now, the scripture has shown us that in the matter, remember, I think I've said it. In fact, the whole book of Matthew is an exegesis on the kingdom. If you want to understand the teachings of the kingdom, it is the man that wrote, analyzed the book of Matthew, spoke more about the kingdom than anything. He brought out the kingdom perspective clearly in the Gospels more than any of the rest of the Gospels. So, but specifically, the teachings, the main teachings of the kingdom is specifically captured in chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8. And if you go to the chapter 5, that is where you start seeing the Beatitudes. But I don't want to start there. If you come to chapter 6 now, it started telling you how to be able to appropriate things in the kingdom, make things happen. Huh? Let's say somebody woke up and said, a witch is disturbing me in the night. Let me use that. What will you advise the person to do? Huh? You advise the person to pray. Is it not true? That means prayer have the capacity to do something about the matter. That means prayer is a power factor if we need something to happen. And actually, when I tell you, talk about power factors, kingdom power factors, this thing I'm telling you, there are universal laws. Almost every religion on earth understands the power of these three things I'm about to show you. There is no religion that have a supernatural dimension that doesn't subscribe to the philosophy and instrument of prayer. I don't care anyone. As long as there is what? A supernatural dimension, then there is, the prayer must be there. Even the village high priest that you have, even Islam, even Hindu, they do what? Prayer. Because their target is to go beyond this realm. Somehow they have seen that there are possibilities that can be trapped from the other realm and be brought here. As a matter of fact, the component duty of a priest is to house supernatural dimensions. So these dimensions are realities in the spirit. But when a priest begins to do business, he will be able to create an ambience that supports the existence of that possibility in their origin or in their nativity. Are you with me? That is why the nativity of heaven is what we call in our language the presence of God. Huh? So if, are you with me? The nativity of heaven is the presence of God. If we want God to tabernacle here, we need to create an environment for him that if he comes, he will not miss. Are you with me? You know, he has where he is dwelling. If he just moves and enters here now, he will not be missing anything. That means we have been able to create heavenly ambience. That is why the presence of God is the nativity of heaven. In that regard, God can tabernacle with us as long as possible. Because his coming here is not making him to lose anything. Are you getting the point? Now, it is through prayer, or more important, prayer in priesthood. Let me use the priesthood because priesthood is more inclusive. Now, it is through priesthood that we are able to generate the ambience that can host spirits. So, for demonic spirits, the spirit can be a spirit that lives in a, spiritually, he lives in a dimension. So he comes and gives wisdom to his priest and tells the priest, carve something like this. Are you getting the point? When you carve something like this, then he tells you the incantations to make and the sacrifices to make. And then the spirit will be invoked from its nativity in the spirit realm and brought into this realm and trapped into a physical matter. Huh? The system through which the spirit is moved from the realm of the spirit and trapped into a physical matter is called priesthood. Huh? And before it is possible to trap that spirit or its possibility in this physical realm, we must have created an ambience that can host them suitably. Are you getting the point? so that when they appear, they will not be missing. As a matter of fact, at some point, you don't need to tell spirits and certain beings to come around your life. All you need to do is to be creating the ambience that can host them. Do you think I'm joking? Huh? Say, I don't want demons in my life, and then you continue smoking. Are you with me? Guess what will happen? You are, by smoking, you are creating an ambience that have the capacity to host a spirit. Like it or not, the spirit that you have created ambience for will come. Is invitation. When you create ambience, when by priesthood you have created an environment that can house a spirit, it's an invitation on its own. So you don't need further invitation when you have created an ambience. Now, the problem with modern day Christianity and priesthood is that they have not created the ambience and they are begging God to come. They will come and say, oh God, come mightily in this meeting. There is another prayer to pray. The another prayer is, make me a house. When your body has become a house, a sanctified place of being, you can't stop the holy being from coming into a holy house. Huh? Because holiness is what attracts the Holy Spirit to express his dimensions flawlessly. Now, you can decide to be a different kind of being, but if it is the Holy Spirit, then where he has to live has to be holy. You can live in your house anywhere you want it, but if the Holy Ghost will live with you, your house has to be what? Holy. I have never seen a man that carried the purity of the Holy Spirit that is still touching some things. You, in fact, the more you go with the Holy Spirit, the more he's telling you what to drop. Because the demands of this of a spirit, talk more of the Holy Spirit, is higher. That is what we call consecration. Consecration is that before a spirit opens you up to a higher dimension of his oppression, what it does is to strike something out of your life. So anytime you notice that there is, seem as if the hand of God has become strong, that means the Holy Spirit wants to release a new dimension. And the space and ambience in your life cannot accommodate that dimension. So he has to chisel some things out. Most times he will pass you through another wine press. Huh? You know what is wine press now? How many of you know what is wine press? Wine press is where they carry the grapes that produce the wine, pour it inside and begin to crush it. Then wine will come out. So when you pass through a wine press experience, the wine press experience doesn't end. Huh? For every season that God wants to open you up to, that is why men that are wise, after some season, you go on a retreat. The retreat is not necessary to get anything from God. If God is putting a demand on you on retreat this period, that means there is much demand. Is wine press you are going to? Many people telling me, God, is wine press. Your mood cannot house the dimension that God is bringing into your life. So he need to break you in the wine press. So if God told you that there is an elongated period of fasting, waiting and retreat, your mood is not suitable yet. Eh? Open yourself up to wine press. And then when the wine press, you are passed through the wine press, eh? You will become a different mood now that have the capacity to host these coming possibilities. Now that is if you are correct. Oh. That is if you are what? Mm-hmm. So, when you pray, it's not if you what. So if you desire for something to change in your life, if you desire to lay hold, I don't care what it is in the kingdom, if you want something to happen, you must what? Pray. Even if you want to pray, you have to pray so that you will pray. It's a mystery that you need to pray so that you pray. I do it sometimes. I wake up, I'll be saying, oh God, help me to pray. Sometimes before I will sleep, I will say, this night, oh boy, the way I'm looking at myself, if you are not sincere to yourself, you will die. I'm about to sleep. I know if I sleep, it's over. It's tomorrow morning. I will say, oh spirit of prayer, I have checked my body. My muscles are weak. Why? My bone is aching. And I checked the clothes I came back from bed pants with. It's like they poured 4 buckets of water on me. I say, oh spirit of prayer, I'm about to sleep by 11:30 in the night, and I need to wake in the next 2 hours, 2 hours 30 minutes. How are we going to do it? You have to pray that prayer small and have faith that he will wake me. Of course he will wake me, but he will not wake me just like many of you. He will not wake me and throw away everything. He will wake me like this and just make sure that I have enough strength to wake up, that I have enough energy to pray. Just not more than enough, just enough. Something in you is a tap tap tap, 30 more minutes, tap 30 more minutes, so that since you are strong like this after 2 hours, what do you think will happen to you after 4 hours? You will be stronger, you will be stronger. And then you went to tap and woke up by 5:30 in the morning. I don't know about you, nothing pains me like that. I will still pray, but man, part of the reason why it pains me is because I feel as if I'm subject to the elements of the flesh and of the body. The flesh will just demand what he wants, I will give it. He just tell me sleep, I sleep, wake up, I wake up. The flesh is determining for me when I will pray. It's telling me 6 in the morning, when heavy men are finished doing their business, he now wake you by 6 to become subject to men that did business in the night. I'm not saying, if you like, be praying by 7. Are you with me? Somebody said that whether you pray in the night, pray in the day, is the same thing, that there is no difference between night and day. I say, what kind of thing? It's just sometimes you can be saying something good, and then you'll be motivated to say OP. The reason is this: even common sense will tell you that there is a difference between night and day, and what is done in the night and what is done in the day. There are many condiments that make prayer what it is. It is not just that you prayed that is the main thing. In fact, the main aspect of prayer that brings this kind of component result that we look for is sacrifice that is in it. Are you getting what I'm saying? If, remember, we are looking for power that have the capacity to shift the hand of God, then your eyes should be shifted from the fact that you prayed or the time that you prayed. Your eyes should be on factors that make prayer powerful. Are you getting the point? If you consider those factors, you will now see that there is more than 7 things we can list tangibly now that makes your prayer powerful, that makes it sacrificial. For example, no, people say it is not about time. I need to tell you, it's about time. Are you with me? But it is not only about time. There are other things more important than time. But if they say it's not about time, time is a sacrifice. Somebody that went 1 hour, another person went 3 hours. The person that went 3 hours have done more. All things being equal. Are you with me? Except something went wrong somewhere. Then there is another thing about the fact that you went beyond the demands of your flesh and did something that the spirit demands. Are you getting the point? Now, it is easier for you to pray in the day than in the night. The night is meant for sleeping and resting, and you sacrifice your rest, sacrifice your sleep. It is no more just about the prayer. It is about the things you sacrifice to pray. Are you getting the point? One of it is what? Your sleep. One of it is what? Your rest. And from experience, I've noticed that it's even better for me to fast than to miss my sleep. If I'm fasting, well, it will show, but not as much as it will show if I'm doing IVT. That's why no matter how much you eat in this query site, you will still be slim. The reason is because of everyday IVT. There is nothing you will eat that will make you big when you are doing IVT. Nothing. As long as you clock at least 1 hour in the night, if you ever do 2, if you like, eat one pot, you still be the same. IVG. Your body can adjust to fasting. That you can be fasting 6 to 6. It doesn't really show. But people will know you are fasting, but it doesn't really show like that. But when you do IVG, your eye will go inside. Many things will shift. Are you with me? Even when you eat well, your body will be disproportionate. It's only your stomach that will be coming out. Other part of your body will not be showing that you are eating well. Am I saying the truth? Oh? So when you pray, another condiment that makes prayer powerful is the heart. The heart. In fact, that's number one. The heart. The heart. Okay. I think it's actually in this scripture that we are reading. Let me read it. Let me show you. Because we are looking at power factors. Why not? Okay. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be like the hypocrites that love to pray. Where? Standing in the synagogues. You know what it means? You know, this is what people took and read and say you should not pray in the church, that when you come, you stay. That when you pray in the church, that nothing. See, they miss the point. I will show you something. In the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their what? Reward. There are two things I need to say here quickly. There are two fundamental things you get from prayer. Are you hearing me, sister? Number one is answers. Number two is reward. So answers from prayers is good, but rewards are better. Now, when you pray as a result of the fact that you have prayer points and God answers your prayer point, what you got from that prayer engagement is answers. But when you pray as a result of the fact that the Spirit has powered you to fulfill an engagement in prayer, to pray the God kind of prayer, beyond the answers, there is something left for you. And the name of that thing left for you is what? Reward. Now, the rewards that come in prayer always goes beyond the answers. Let me give you an example. How many of you have been quickened to pray for me before? You have been quickened to pray for me before. I mean, not remember me in prayer. There are two different things. You know, there are people that say they pray for me. What they mean by praying for me is remembering me in their prayer. When they are finished praying, and they now remember me in the next 3 to 5. That's not what I'm talking about. Imagine if I depend on that, you're remembering me in your prayer. Satan would have carried me on the head and went and dropped me at Abuelo. That's where I will end up. Huh? You have felt a burden and you pray for me for at least 1 hour. How many of you noticed that in some of those instances, when you finish praying, God will do for you what you did not put in prayer? It has happened for you. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. That kind of response is called reward, because it is not part of your prayer point. Is it not true? But God rewards you for fulfilling the demands of the praying spirit. So when the praying spirit comes, he makes you to pray the prayer of God. When you execute the prayer of God properly, he will reward you. How he will reward you now is not what we know. Because the reason why he has to reward you is because he has known all your life and he knows the things that is most important. That is why many of the time, there is what we call praying according to the will of God. The implication of that is that you don't know everything about your life, and the one that is even more important for you, it can be your result. But for God, it might be to prevent you from dying in the next 1 year. If you finish with, is it upper credit, they call it? Distinction. If you finish with distinction and die, what is the benefit of distinction? Are you seeing it? Now, this is the reward now. Now, answer can come too. I'm not saying answers are not good. But you don't measure the strength of a prayer engagement. An accurate prayer ministry is not measured by much answers. It is measured by much result. The reason is this. If our target is to get answers, many of the time, 70% of the time, our prayer adventure will be selfish, because it will be all about getting needs, our needs or the needs of men solved. But if it is to get reward, many of the time your prayer will be going against what you feel you should pray for. Are you getting the point? Oh, you did not get me. You did not. There are things you want to pray in prayer. Then you notice that when you get pray well and pray by the spirit of prayer, you will forget that prayer point. Has it not happened to you? That means that prayer point, even if it is valid, is not the important thing. Huh? It's not a priority. There is what we call urgent and important. Huh? That means in priority, even though it is part of what God wants to do, it can be number 12. But because of sometimes how Satan and circumstances have made it bogus around your life, you can think that that is the most important thing in your life. But if it is a reward that you seek, you must pray the prayer of God. Eh? And sometimes the prayer of God is not what you think is the prayer point in your life. So what you do, if you are not... Are you with me? Oh, remember, we are looking for the three kingdom power factors. And now we have been analyzing what makes prayer powerful now. Now, if you have been praying prayer in a particular dimension and you are not gaining the result that you are supposed to get, something is wrong with your prayer. You are not praying the prayer of God yet. I was talking with a prophet yesterday, and the prophet told me that the person told me he has been praying for many years concerning, let's assume Nigeria now, and he noticed that things are getting worse. Okay, I now told the person, have you considered that the way you are prosecuting the prayer is wrong? Now, there is a difference between revelation and there is a difference between wisdom. See, there is one thing that prophetic intercessors are susceptible to. They are given to that sin, and that sin is this. Based on their revelation, they begin to pray and they have not bothered to ask God the wisdom behind this kind of prayer. So they are not bothered by strategy. What motivates their prayer engagement is purely their revelations. Now, the challenge with that is that they will pray based on their revelation for 6 months and they will not see any result. Huh? That kind of sin is called the presumptive sin. It's in the Bible. They are preempting God. They think just because God showed them something like this, the prayer must be like this. It is always a challenge with prophetic intercessors because they see a lot and they hinge their prayer engagement based on the revelations and the things that God have shown them, not knowing that there is a wisdom, not normal wisdom, strategic wisdom. You know what is strategy? How do we engage now? So many times people like us, we spend as much time we use to pray for that matter to download strategic wisdom so that our engagement will be correct. Now, but if you have been seeing a lot of vision, how many of you, you are an intercessor and you see a lot of vision, who will I point now? Where are my people? There are people that see more vision than others. Okay, let's assume it's my sister Chisomna and she sees a vision and then she's praying based on that vision. As good as it is, many times you cannot 100% say that praying according to what you saw in a dream or revelation will bring the result. The strategy of God, the wisdom behind it can differ. Are you getting the point? Let me give you an example. Like the issue in Nigeria, you are praying that the hand that is trying to make Nigeria an Islamic nation should bow fire, and you have not considered the fact that God will never leave us without a remnant. That it is possible that there are men that God sent there by our prayers before, and they went there and disappointed God. That means our prayer have to start from... We need strategy. And one of it is that righteous men will rise. It is only the prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. And this kind of righteousness is not the righteousness that is a nature. It's a righteousness that is a living too. So I'm not just talking about the nature of righteousness. I'm talking about the life and living of righteousness. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is only when this kind of people pray that they have the capacity to bring down judgment. It was Jesus that spoke. I think that was one of the major teachings, major things I preached in Sonship Conference 2019. Now is the judgment of this world. Why? Because the prince of this world came and he didn't find anything in my hand. That means for the man that can stand in the place of judgment, because it is judges that God raises in moments like this, that kind of man would have lived in such a way that the thing that they are complaining for cannot be found in your own life. How can you be saying Nigeria should be like this? Meanwhile, you are collecting bribe. Meanwhile, you are if you come to school and you came by 8:30 and you went and wrote 7:59, you are a thief. Yeah, you come here, you are doing
You are not part of what we are talking about. Now, who told you your own is small? It is the same thing. Because it is the accumulated. Are you with me? When you accumulate that kind of lifestyle, then a day will come. Satan know. That's why he is leaking your power through those means. He is leaking it. The day will come when you want to bring a heavy potency, but your power has been leaked through careless kinds of lifestyle. You will not know. Just because you still prayed and got answer to one or two things, you will not know what you are losing until a day will come where sons and judges have to arise, and you will notice that your wings has been clipped because of the careless lifestyle you are living. Because there is a place we mount to make judgment. They will share bribe you collect. You say, my own, I'm not the one collecting, but I'm not the one, but I'm just collecting. Oga, you are a thief. And then you rise up and say, I judge. Judge you. Satan will be smoking his cigarette. Because he knows, are you with me? There are few righteous men. Not church goers. Abraham said, if I can find 10 righteous men, 10. That means in the whole land of Sodom and Gomorrah, we cannot find 10 righteous men. God preserves a nation not because of the morality in it. No matter how bad Nigeria is, nothing could have happened or would happen if we have enough righteous men. You see, even are you with me? No matter what happens, how bad it is, God does not measure his preservation based on the evil people. He measures it based on the good people. So even if things are moving good in Nigeria like this and there are no righteous men, the judgment of God will still come. Because his measurement is not based on the fact that the economy is good. His measurement is based on the righteous men that are there. If there are no men like there, even the judgment of Ladesha will come upon the place. Amen. Oh, am I helping you? For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Now, it is not about where you are standing. Huh? The key phrase here is what? That they may be what? Seen of men. That they may be what? See. I didn't hear you. Let's say it again. Let me ask you a question. What if you pray inside your room? Huh? And then you come to Facebook and say, oh boy, this 7 hours, why I do for my room like this, the thing they do me, fire, fire. I want to ask you, where did you pray? But you prayed inside your room now. You prayed 7 hours inside. And when you came out, they asked you, you said, ah, is this 7 hours I did yesterday, that's what is making me tired though. Everybody that is asking, that's what made me miss lecture. That's what I want to ask you, where did you pray? Huh? Where? You prayed on the corner of the street. Are you with me? Let's go further. Let's see the next verse. He said, but thou, when thou prayest, do what? Where? Say, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door. Now, the key phrase in this one is what? Yes, the key phrase is shut the door. So I want to ask you, what does it mean to shut the door now? He said, and pray to thy father which is in secret, and thy father which is in secret shall see you open, shall reward you openly. What if you, only you is inside here and you close this door? Huh? And you are praying. And you are thinking of the ogre that your mother kept in her cupboard. Huh? Are you inside the closet or outside? We need to define what Jesus meant here. Okay, let me ask you a question. What if you dismiss from work? Huh? And you are walking the street of Lagos. And you know what? If you enter bus, it will take you 1 hour. But if you trek, 1 hour, 30 minutes. And you know that's the only time you have in a day. It's more like it's wasted if you don't do anything productive in it. So you decided to trek and use the opportunity to pray. And then you use earphone and put one gaba in your ear. Close your ear. Huh? And then you use nose mask. You see, nose mask is beneficial for some if you know the reason. God gave you nose mask so you can pray in your office. They have been saying don't pray in your office. God gave you nose mask and you don't know. Just carry your nose mask. They have been telling you don't pray in the office. God has answered your prayer. This is the way to pray in the office. Now you close your and be doing. So you are now trekking with that thing. Huh? And noise is everywhere. But those noise, you are not hearing it here. I want to ask, where are you? You are in your closet. Are you seeing it too? So a man can be inside the room, only him, and be thinking of bad thoughts. Satan will flood your head with all kinds of lazy and bad thoughts. You can even be fasting and he will bring the picture of the food your mother is cooking. All kinds of things. Okay, you are outside, you are not inside. There are people that fasted for 3 days. 2 days of the 3 days, they are outside the closet. Has it not happened to you? You are looking at me like this. I'm telling you why you finish. Nothing powerful happened. If he's my friend, if he say, you know, only you know why you went on retreat and nothing happened. People are thinking you went on retreat to touch God, but only you know that you came back empty-handed. Eh? Yes or no? That's the way you talk. Say yes or no, yes or no. And it's true. People will be saying, oh boy, hey, look at you, Mobio. Boy, now 3 days dry. You come out now, power. You come out, you are normal. It's possible you wasted 2 days outside the closet. No. I will not finish. It's not up to 40 minutes. Give me 20 more minutes. You see, we have made progress because give me 20 more minutes. The guy wants me to fly off now. It's only 1 day that you spent in the closet. And the result you will have. That is why the number one duty you have if you want to engage God is to fight and close the door. What it takes to close the door is much. It is even more important to close the door than any other thing if you want to engage God. Whether it is in prayer, whether it is in fasting. Huh? I know some people that they went to do 3 days fasting and they are writing down Ndeji Hogwa. Ebro Chika. Hey, Jesus Christ. Because that's the only time you have to think well. So you use that opportunity to deal with other things that normally your mind, the people, all those kind of stuff, that's where you will write it down. Where are you, inside or outside? Now I'm not saying in it that you will not finally benefit anything. I'm saying that sometimes before you now finally enter inside your closet in your fasting, it might be 2 days, and some of you notice that it's after 2 days that something opened up for you. That's when you enter the secret place. Am I helping somebody? See, that is how power is gotten from this. Because your father is somewhere waiting. Where is his location? Your father is always in the secret place, carrying the reward. So until you find yourself in the secret place, there is no reward for you. Huh? Of course, there are some people that can come to Revival Hall because we post our pictures every day. And you'll be doing like this. That thing is good though. As a matter of fact, we do it here because the spirit is the one. In fact, I don't even know when I'm doing the one I'm doing self. Sometimes I feel like deleting some of, but I notice that if the spirit is involved, If people see that picture, your prayer posture, they'll be moved to pray. Try it. Look at my own. If you have not prayed for 1 week, just see my own. That is when I saw myself, all the veins in my neck is like this. And on my head. Hi. And you now kept your hand like this. Like Samson holding the two gates of Gaza. Ah! If I see it, what strength will enter my spirit immediately. Because that thing is a manifestation of the strength of God that the human body cannot carry. It is stretching it. So, it is not about the posture. The power is not in the posture if the spirit is not the one motivating the posture. Huh? But I need to tell you, if the spirit is also, you know, some people come and say it's not about the posture, that their own is quiet prayer, quiet prayer. If it is quiet prayer all the time, you don't know the spirit of prayer too. The reason is this: there are some days that the spirit will, anybody that has really engaged prayer, huh? There are some people, they say their own is like this. You don't know the spirit of prayer. One day he will make you do something you didn't plan. You will carry shame in your head only to recover yourself. There was a sister sitting here now. Her seat is even empty today. Yesterday. If you see the kind hair that she made, very big hair. I was saying, how can this sister pray with this hair? How can this sister pray with this hair? When I went back, I was watching the video yesterday. The hair, that we can't find the hair. It was like this. We can't locate the hair. I apologize to all the sisters have messed up their hair. It's better to secure your destiny. Your destiny is more important than that new hair. It's more important. There are many, plenty things more important than hair. Am I saying you should not look good? No. In Jesus' name. But first things first. Okay. Can we see verse 7 before we move to the second point? Okay, I think we have taught here. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they should be heard for their much speaking. These are people that is praying because of the fact that they think that prayer is something that is born out of the human soul and intellect. They won't know that prayer is actually praying the mind of God. There are people, if you see the syllabus of their prayer, is impeccable. But the mama in the village is saying, Jesus onye nzopotam, Jesus onye nzopotam, and Jesus onye nzopotam what? Came. But you said the almighty God that dwells in the circles of the earth, that have the power to deliver us. And Satan is coming closer. If you continue, now slap you like this. Boom. We thank you, for we know that you guide the family. How many of you are born inside that kind of... There is a way your father pray, you know it. And he finished praying, nothing is happening. Say the truth. Tomorrow they will use the same way. Tomorrow they pray the same way. Next, even though it is not working, they will still be praying it. What is it called? Anybody that wants to pray should be interested in the prayer working, not what we are praying. It is what is the one that is producing the result of God. That is what you should be interested in. The same thing, he will do it tomorrow, even though it's not working. Why won't you get angry tomorrow morning? They are wasting your time and doing morning devotion. 70% of your morning devotion is wasted. They should have allowed you to sleep. Hey, my teaching is not popular. Let me leave it. 70% of that morning devotion is the only good thing there itself is moral instruction. If not, the rest of the prayer The same thing you are praying, the same thing, the result is minimal. Something is wrong. We have not involved the Holy Spirit in our prayer. Continue praying our own. And sometimes we think that all the problem that is the family is facing is because of evil men and demons and witches. Meanwhile, it's possible your father has a bad heart. Yes. It's possible that money he is looking for, if 1 million enters his hand, you children will not know. And we gather all of you, you'll be praying, "Oh God, open the breakthrough, open the door, breakthrough, open." When the money comes, you will use it and buy car. And you people will not know. Tomorrow you continue praying. Tell me, are you correct? Is that prayer correct? Majority of your family, they behave like that. Oh. If your father finally get that money you are praying for, none of you will know. The only thing you know is that some things will change around him. You know, my teaching is practical and experimental. Eh? Yes. 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 Your dad will get a 5 million now. When they marrow out. The best he can do is probably, you will know, the way you will know is that he will probably call you and give you 10K. If 10K enters your hand, just know that 20 is behind the 10K. Let me stop. Some people will not be happy with this one. But it is so that you will not do it tomorrow. Stop suffering your children for morning devotion. When there is no transformation in it, there is no power in it, there is no sincerity in it, there is no genuinity in it. All we do every morning is vain repetition. And God knows now. Satan knows, which is no. They know there is no power generated there. That all we come to do is to serve our selfish agenda and call it morning devotion. That's why many of those people that came, grew around money, they grew up and revolted against morning devotion. Is it not true? When you could escape morning devotion, you stop coming. There are people here, the greatest victory you had in your family is that you decided not to come to morning devotion and nothing happened. Not be so? Everywhere is quiet now. If morning devotion, something is happening, why won't you come? Did I beg you to come today? If you like, don't come now. I will even forget yourself. Me that is trying to know your name, maybe in the next 3 months I will find out your name. Now, I'm not interested. Just let fire be burning. Fire! John Wesley said, "I set myself on fire. Huh? And men gather to see me born." Jesus spoke about John. "I don't want to go this path. I'm seeing where he's going. I'm seeing where he's going. Let me turn back." Let's come back to our teaching. In Jesus' name. Amen. So the first power factor is, say after me, prayer.
Prayer.
Say after me again, prayer.
Prayer.
Say after me again, prayer.
Prayer.
But you remember where we read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12. He said, there is something one cannot achieve, but two can achieve it. So that is why sometimes it is not everything that prayer can get done. On its own, it needs a supplement. It needs something to make it more potent and pungent. So number two power factor in the kingdom is fasting. Matthew chapter 6 verse 16. Number two is what? Fasting. These things I'm telling you is not the things that you may do. It is the things that you must do. And in fact, your capacity, your strength in the kingdom is dependent on how much you have done this. If you see the man that have prayed for long and fasted for long, he is not the same thing with another man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes, if you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Look at verse 16. "Moreover, when ye fast,
Matthew chapter 6 verse 16. Oga, where is your Bible? When ye what? Fast. Okay, turn to that place. Some people, their Bible has dust in it. I thought you used to have Bible, big one. Or if it was your money, amazing. Where is William? Where is your big Bible? Good. I notice all these sisters, nobody has big Bible. On the fellows, your man, amen. If you're a sister, you have big Bible, I'm owing you shawarma. Raise your Bible. This is not big, this is medium size. Big Bible, big Orobo Bible like this. That one a pocket Bible now. Me, I'm owing you. You see, nobody can win it. If you are even a guy and you have big Bible, raise your hand. That one is big Bible. You can put it, there is this baggy shirt, you can put that Bible in it. Okay, your own try. You are an evangelist. All evangelists, they have big Bible. If you are not an evangelist, if you don't have big Bible. Oh, the men have it. Let's clap for them. Clap for them. See, I'm owing you people. I'm owing you at least one sachet of pure water. I'm owing you. Hallelujah. Okay, back to our teaching. Now, the reason why I did this is that by now you must have found Matthew chapter 6 verse 16. That is the reason why I did this break ventilation. So verse 16. Moreover, if you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Moreover, when ye fast, be not as what? The hypocrites. Do you know the most dangerous thing in fasting? Now let me come. The second kingdom power factor is what? Say after me, fasting. Number one is what?
Prayer.
Number two is what?
Fasting.
Number one is what?
Prayer.
Number two is what?
Fasting.
So when you are praying, and it seems as if, it's not as if the result will come up, but sometimes prayer only on a matter can take 1 year to get the result. If you add fasting, it will be 1 month. Because the fasting makes the prayer what? Pungent. It makes it potent. How many of you did chemistry in secondary school? Concentrated sulfuric acid. Do you know what it can do? I'm not sure you know. Just find it, put it on your skin. Let's find out what it can do. You did sciences now? Sulfuric acid. Try it. The concentrated one. Drop it on your skin. You will see your bone. That's what happens when you combine brutal prayer with fasting. And I need to teach you quickly the things about this fasting too, because there are things also that make, just like prayer, little things that make that fasting either effective, non-effective, or more effective. Non-effective, effective, more effective. So, in some issues, it will just be that it is effective, but not as effective as it should have been. But there are some that is non-starter. If you continue like that, you will never even get any result at all. Are you with me? And in the issues of non-starters, especially when it pertains to kingdom power factors, it is always linked to issues of the heart. If the heart has problem and you are engaging a matter, it is a non-starter. I mean, whatever you do is wasted. You are just suffering yourself. So
Most times when you begin to pray and God wants to show you mercy, he will begin to deal with your heart first. So there are people that prayed and fasted with us here for 1 year. What God did for you in 1 year is to change your heart and give you a new heart. I know many of them here. In fact, 60% of the people here, you are one of them. The first thing God did was to give you a different... This is not the heart you came with. There are many. All the fasting, nothing is happening. It's a what? After me, heart. After me, heart. I didn't hear you. Say heart. And me, I behave like God too. Check me in the next 15 minutes. I heard the thing is moving me one side. Now, and me too, I behave like God. If I have not seen your heart touched, I will not. There is nothing you will do to make me do anything. Any work you are doing for somebody on somebody that has not touched the heart is wasted. In fact, if you give somebody like that anything, he will use it and fight you. So, many people, if you are working with me, if you are working close with me, what I check the most in the lives of people working with me is not what you are manifesting. It's not. After all, majority of the thing you are manifesting is because of, you know. So I'm checking the heart and I see that there are many. I can tell you to do 7 things and you did 7 of them, 6 of them correct, but I check the heart. There is a king like that in the Bible. The scripture spoke about the king. He said that the king did everything correct, but with a bad heart, God rejected him. I began to wonder. So somebody can do... I hope you know. There are people that... It seems as if everything they are doing is correct, but something in you is telling... Something is wrong with this person. Once I perceive it, I will never act. No matter how much you put me under pressure, I will not act. Until that heart issue has been addressed, the person will turn and kill you. In fact, in the immediate, even the person doesn't know that he has that capacity most times. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
The person might not know that he has that capacity. The power of oversight is that you can see from a higher plane. So you can see that. That is if your heart too is correct. You can see that. And from there, you can begin to help the person if he can be helped. But if he can't be helped, you will find out what you need to do very fast. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
So the matters of the heart on tended to is the basis of non-starters when we want to engage this kingdom power factor. Don't even waste your time. That's what I'm saying. Are you getting the point? I will show you in this issue of prayer. I think there is something in prayer that we missed. Let me show you something back in prayer. Go back to prayer. Let me see if I can find it. Go back to verse 8. Let me see verse 8. I want to show you something. Be not yet therefore like unto them, for your father knoweth what things ye need of before ye ask him. Imagine this kind of dimension. You know what he's saying here? That prayer is not an informative venture. There is nothing you are telling God that he doesn't know. Who is this God self? That was the first question you asked. That he knows. My brother, we need to reevaluate our definition of prayer. If we reevaluate our definition of prayer, we will have more results. Because the one you are praying to say, I know your need. I know everything. So what indeed is prayer? You will now realize that prayer is not about answers. For God eternally, prayer is not about answers. It's about the execution of his purposes. His purpose is runs on priesthood. Are you with me? A young man asked me recently, and I know the reason why he asked me, because he has not listened to the message. They wrote a quote and said, prayer is both the means and the end. You know, the reason why he didn't listen to it. And I'm tempted not to answer that question. Because that guy is... So in the kingdom, we pray to come to the point where we'll be able to, through our prayer. Now, the reason why we use prayer in this context is because prayer is the most, the major part of priesthood. But the better word to use is actually, by priesthood, we get to the point where we have ten authority to execute the purposes of God. Guess how you execute the purposes of God? Through priesthood too. So priesthood brings you to the point, and priesthood now helps you to execute the purpose of bringing you to that place. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. So Jesus prayed till he was brought to that point that he is, and the scripture says he is still there, making intercession for you. And even the Holy Spirit is making intercessions for us non-stop. That means that place we are journeying to go, when you have now arrived in the place of the Spirit, you will begin to pray as the Spirit is praying. Because if you get there, you will be motivated and motored by the activity of the Spirit. So what are the activities of the Spirit? What is the activity of our high priest? You have to know that there is what we call the heavenly ministry of the Christ. And the heavenly ministry of the Christ is captured in his priestly ministry, high priestly ministry. It is still priesthood that is still doing there. Are you getting the point? By prayer he got there. By prayer he is administrating the demands of his office. Prayer gets us to where we need. Prayer will also help us to administrate our office. You don't get to the point where you stop praying. So he said, but be not like therefore like unto them, for your father knoweth that what. Okay, next verse. This is where I'm going to. I just want to pick one thing. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is where? 11. Give us this day our daily bread. 12. And forgive us, now this is where I'm going to, and forgive us what? Our debts. As we forgive who? I want to ask. This is prayer. Many people have forgotten that this is prayer Jesus is teaching. Somebody that, a sister that has not forgiven her fellow sister, and you are not praying together. I want to ask you, with all your jinjin, is there power in that prayer? Now, even if there is power, sometimes there can be power, but the power has been doused down by the state of your heart. The state of your heart can make your prayer very weak. Sometimes you can even know that this one I'm praying is not that powerful. That is why, in an average church setting, in your Orthodox church setting, you would have noticed that they don't believe the prayers and the ministry of a woman. Do you know why? Now, I'm trying to save many ladies from this. Many of the time they ask, why is God not using? God is raising Deborahs and warriors in our generation. What is that word they use? Lionesses. I'll just look at them and be scratching. I'll just be scratching. Because the basic things about life, they have not even sorted it. And these are the things that make men powerful. If a man has issue with you, it will be hard for him to walk with you. Somehow he will find a way. Either he doesn't join you again, or he finds a way for that something somehow. But a woman can comfortably hide something as in her heart and be praying with you for 6 months. Is it not true? That's why in that kind of prayer meeting, there is much witchcraft. Don't be deceived though. Hey, I'm helping some people now. That's why in that kind of meeting, don't believe many prophecies you are hearing there. 50% of prophecy coming out of that environment, it's OP. When they send me that kind of prophecy, I will say, If you send it to me, I will say, It is nothing. It's sharp. It can have power. There's nothing in it. I've seen things. So I've seen, that's why before a woman, a young lady can come to the point where he or she is trusted in ministry, must have passed through a lot of dealings in the spirit. Must have gained a lot of maturity, not in age, not in how many years you did ministry, but in the heart. That many things can be happening around you, you can still manage it and still deliver the goods of God to the people. In my own opinion, it takes a woman 20 years of dedication to the heart to get there. Not outside, on the heart. Don't mean
I just disappointed by it.
For a man, that's where a man starts. But for a woman, they don't consider it serious until they now arrive a point in ministry and notice they are no more making breakthrough. They don't know why. They don't know that real ministry flows from the heart. So at that point, they can be anointed. Are you with me? Oh? They can be anointed, but something. It is at this point that a guy and a lady that is pressing into God at the same time, the guy will now leave the lady and go up. Because that ladies have the capacity to accommodate more than God in their seeking of God. No be so. Hey, as we are pressing like this, ladies have four to five dimensional things. Okay, look at the lady I'm talking about now. Four to five dimensional things that is in their heart that is going on at the same time. Are you with me? You are not with me. A lady can be doing kango, kaku, kaku, sha. I'm be doing like this. I'm be doing. We shan't in the Holy Ghost. And then boyfriend can be still be strong to the point that she will sleep with the boyfriend. Jesus is not in that kind of heart. He's one step forward, 15 step backward. Not one step forward, one step back. Now life, now 15. Now you go. We will start from class 1. And many of them have done class 1 for the past 5 years. So after some time, you'll be saying, I know this guy. I used to pray with him. Look at Victor. He has become a man. Check them now. All those ladies, they will be saying, you have now become a man of God. You don't talk to us. It's because they carry baggage to where, and they have refused to surrender. You see, the baggage is not the problem. It's that they have refused to surrender it to Jesus. They feel that there is a way you can manage to enter into their calling and the things of God, carrying all those things. But a man can either be there or he's not there. Of course, there are a few men that behave like that too. But it's more likely on the side. And there are a few women that behave the other way too. And once you see them, you will know they will just, their ministry will be straightforward. They will just move ahead of the ladies, others. Not because the person is doing something different from what you are doing. No, it is the state, the supporting cast, and the structures powering what they are doing. An average lady is corny. Their strength in the natural is manipulation. This thing I'm telling, don't worry. Hey, I will teach you the things I know. Hey, the strength of the man in the natural is intimidation. The strength of the woman in the natural is manipulation.
Yeah, right. How did I end up here, Jesus? Let's go back to my teaching. Let's go back.
And are you with me? So, what it takes a lot from God to take manipulation from a lady. It is all. I don't know how many young ladies have seen it. Even when they are praying, they are still praying to manipulate God or manipulate men. It's only you that don't know. Me, I know.
That's why you have to report to me all kinds of things. May the Lord give you understanding.
Amen.
If you like, don't report to me. They carry you on the head and disappear. Any choice you make, I will still be your pastor. I will follow you. If they break your leg, I will be telling you sorry. If they stab you at the back, I will be telling you, I will still be praying for you. I will not abandon you in your suffering and in your prosperity. But I tell you, choose ye this day. Choose life that you might live. The measure of the authority of God's work in a man's life, especially a lady, is not a manifestation. It's in the cross. If a lady manifests anything, go and check it on the cross. If he can stand the test of the cross, then that person has authority. That is why there are, the way we are praying, there can be many ladies anointed, but there will be few with authority. And those few with authority are the people that have subjected themselves to the dealings of the cross. The cross will now pass through it. Hey, join me in 15 more minutes. Hey, my brother, I need to finish this teaching today by the message. If I don't, then we might have to abandon it here. So you need me to go more. You, because you need to go back to this thing and listen over and over and over again. Are you hearing me? So let me leave this part. Ladies, next time. And forgive us our debt. That's how we came here. That some people can they don't want to forgive people. For sometimes, if they are praying, they are hoping that something bad will happen to the person. There are people that wish you will miss your season. I hope you know. Hey, you don't know what we have seen. You don't know what we have seen. There are people that when I started ministry like this, they are waiting for me to fail so that they will say, I said it. Their own is not whether God's agenda will be fulfilled. Their own is to say, I said it. What is your benefit in saying, I said it? Even if you saw where the person could fail, if you are the only person that saw it, that means you have a duty over that person's life. And the duty you have is to make sure that thing doesn't happen. If God reveals a matter, that means he doesn't have plan for it to happen. And in case you skip your job and he's waiting for it to happen so that you say, I saw it 5 years ago, God will raise another man. And the reward you are supposed to get from that thing for obeying, for God showed you, for him to show you, that means you have something with him. And your job now, what you now decided to do is to say, I saw it. That time I saw it. I decided to keep quiet. You know, these small children, they will not come and consult us, and they will be doing something. They have knocking now. What is your benefit? Do you know what it takes for God to raise a man? What is the benefit? What did you gain in some of us failing? Do you know what it took God to bring us here? If it's easy, we will be 1,000. But it's not easy. So the one you have, if you have the heart of God, even if the person did something wrong to you, the scripture said forgive. And you did not forgive, you still carry that heart and you are praying and groaning and hoping. So sometimes when people pray and groan and do, they are hoping to get to the point where they can challenge you and tell you that thing. You are a hypocrite. That's what the scripture said. You have received your reward. My teachings are hard, but it is true. Is it not true? These are the things that separate us from one another. If you want to know what separates me from others, it's not my too much prayer. It is I make sure these things don't hinder me. Even if when people hurt me and do something bad, and I check, I am correct. I need to tell you, are you with me? There are days people did things to you and you are right. They are the ones that are wrong. They really hurt you. It is still not enough excuse. God forgave you. So you are owing them forgiveness. It might not mean that you go and join them again so that they will continue hurting you, because every hurt leaves a scar. And a man that, there is a difference between forgiving somebody and being healed. Sometimes you need to step out from certain things so that you will be what? If you are not healed and you go and do ministry or do something,
without being healed. Your heart will find expression through your ministry. And that is why many ladies cannot do ministry. God will wait for them to have emotional maturity. The reason is that if a woman is hurt, her heart will be manifest in what she is doing in ministry. But if I'm hurt, you will not know. I mean, you think all this day I'm coming every day, I have never been hurt. But you have you noticed it? Amen. Oh. If it was not that the cock crowed, Peter would not have known that Jesus was praying for him. And his prayer was able to save Peter. He said, I have prayed for you. There is something about this prayer we have not known. It can save a man that has been ordained to miss it. In my own opinion, Peter was more qualified for. You see that job of the betrayer. What we have is the office of the betrayer in the spirit. Huh? There is no man yet occupying it. In my own opinion, I think Peter was more qualified. Don't you think so? Look at all the nonsense mistakes he's making. Even when Jesus died, he carried these guys to go and fish. Imagine. What guy is this? But Jesus said, I have what? Prayed for you. May you have somebody praying for you in Jesus' name. If something is about to go wrong, ask God, at least reveal it to my pastor so that he will pray for me. It is not a good thing that your matter doesn't touch me. It's not a good thing. It's not good for you. It is even better I'm rebuking you every day so that you become correct than all the time you are just moving like express, nothing. It's not good for you. If it's not, pray till it happens. That let my matter be touching this man. Because 5 minutes of my prayer for you will do a lot for your destiny. Okay, there is no need. If you don't believe it, no problem. Amen? Emma said he saw a vision and the heat was much here. The way I was dealing with him, he wanted to climb downstairs and leave, only to get downstairs in the vision and saw his bottomless pit. There is no way to leave. That's how I know that it's me and him. He can't run away. He wanted to run away. He's at the door. There is no doorway for him. May God do that thing to you. Amen. Even if you want to run away, there is no escape. If the door is always open for you, it's not a good thing. Let me go back to my teaching. So this is what I need to touch. Go back to the fasting text, the fasting verse. Let's repeat it again. Number one power factor is what?
Prayer.
Number two is what?
Fasting.
Okay. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of what? Say after me, sad countenance. It's not a small thing, no. This one now is both spiritual and literal. There are people, if they are fasting, you will know. A man of God. If they are fasting, you know. They will be like Mel Mebel. They will be like this. If you ask them and say, oh boy, this fasting no easier. Now may God help us before man go die. Okay, go and eat. Go and eat. Eat well. Next time, ask God to help you and fast. Look at what Jesus said. He said, anoint yourself. If there is a day people should not know that something is happening, is the day you are fast. This one is literal. Even though it might not always be possible that you behave like this, literal. But if you can, make sure that people don't always, everybody knows you are fasting. Everybody.
Huh? The way you keep your face. They even ask you, say, I don't want to talk today. I beg, I'm fasting. Come out of there and go and eat. I'm hammering some people. You will know. That morning, the person will not greet you. There are people, once they start fasting, they can't greet you. Huh? Something about them starts getting wicked. I don't know whether fasting makes people wicked. Am I saying the truth here? May God deliver us. Put your hands on your head. Deliver me. Deliver me. In Jesus' name. Sometimes you can't help yourself. You are already doing it before you realize what is happening. It's inside, it's the flesh manifesting. God will deliver us from all hypocrisy. That's why we fast. We don't see much. No, we say power, but there is not much potency, because there are dynamics to fasting. We have not, there are little things we have not taken. Satan knows many, so we have not taken cognizance of the fact that it has the capacity to impact the effectiveness of our fasting. You are fasting. Just because you are fasting 2 days, you now go to the office and find a place to be sleeping around. All the people in your school know you are fasting because you are now sleeping around. A foolish person. Go and eat. They even ask you, said that Papa know that I'm fasting. Papa know that I'm fasting. I don't know. That one is the knowing of a human being. The fasting I know is the one you fast well. I don't know. Go and eat. All the people in your office will be asking, I hope all is well. I hope all is well. You will continue answering questions now. One day you must say something. Am I saying the truth? I hope all is well. Are you feeling fine? You are working like dead. Just because of common 2 days fasting. That's why some people tell me they want to go on 3 days. I say, do 6 to 6 or 6 to 9 and break. The way I'm looking at you, you can't manage fasting and walking. Some of us can do it, but not everybody can do it. Like that January period, I buried my... I almost fasted throughout. It's once in a while. Victor will now get pepper soup. No, be so. At least you are aware. Even sometimes you will come, the pepper soup has spoiled because I'm not eating it. And I will still come every day to bed thanks and groan. And don't do it. It's my own fasting is a calling. It's not to touch the supernatural. My own fasting is a calling. My own prayer is a calling. Huh? Some of us, we don't need this injunction. Like the third power factor is giving. My own giving too is a calling. There are people, is an injunction on every believer. But for me, prayer is a calling. Fasting is a calling. Giving is a calling. Number one reason why it is that people will pray because I'm praying. People will fast because I'm fasting. People will give because I'm giving. And you can bear witness that these 3 things happen in Revival Hub. No, be so. Even when I don't say anything, I have rejected more gifts, more seed than I have accepted. Have I not rejected your own? Did I accept your own? What did you bring for me that time? Is what are you brought now? I've rejected more. The reason is this. Even while you are saying you don't want, people are still giving. That means a spirit is what? Something is making. There are people that is,
asking, you don't give it. People are look at your head. That offering we are seeing, who is? I saw somebody give you 5,000 yesterday. What did you do with it? Young man like you, you are eating 5,000 in 1 week. Thief. But when a spirit is involved, people will be saying, is he only 5,000 that Papa has? One full day, only 5,000. If he's working, his capacity should have passed this. It will be a burden in your heart. I want to be paying this man 100,000 every day. How many of you, you feel like that? You feel like that? Glory to God. You don't feel like that because you are a good person, actually. You feel like that because there is a spirit involved. Because if you transfer the matter to another person, you will not feel like doing it for that person. That means something is making you. So that is the reason. You know why when I told you that prayer is a calling? I need to tell you why. Eh? Fasting is a calling. I need to what? Giving is a calling. I need to tell you why. And before, I know this teaching for long. I've known this teaching for 8 years. But for me to receive authority to teach it, I have to fulfill the demands of Acts chapter 1 verse 1. I have to leave it for long that I know that the Spirit is at work in my life before I will now start teaching it. So I don't teach you head knowledge. I tell you one thing, if you submit yourself to the authority of this teaching, the Spirit will be imparted to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They will be begging you to stop fasting. How many of you? There are many of you that struggle with fasting, but you came here, the way you are fasting now. My brother, give me 15 more minutes. There is a lady, the sister to Precious. The way she is fasting these days, I'm afraid. Some people go on 3 days retreat per month. She's going every week. I say, what is this? She was not like that before. Something is now doing. You need to pray something to make her not just they move like this. Oh, it's only you that think everybody is moving at this pace. Some people are doing brutal things. I will not end up. I refuse. Not me. Nah. Sorry, I've forgotten I'm teaching. Hi. This is how I sleep and wake up. Make I not go end like this. Oh. If there is a possibility of like this, why are you ending like this? Meanwhile, the man that is calling you up here has given you all it takes to come up here. I don't want to preach this. It will shift us. I have a burden. Watch what the scripture said. Let's read it together. One, two, ready, go. For they disfigured their faces. Oh boy, Jesus now personal. Jesus said, these people, if they are fasting, they disfigure their faces like this. You come around me, I will rub. His rub I will use on your face. They disfigure their faces so you know they are fasting. That they may appear unto. The key word here is appearing unto men. I need to tell you, sometimes fasting can disfigure your face. That is the truth. It can disfigure your countenance. It can make you sober. I hear him. As a matter of fact, if you fast long enough, you should be sober. You should not be laughing anyhow. I hope you know. In fact, you won't have strength to laugh. Not be say you know one laugh, but how many of you have fasted to that point? You fasted, somebody says something that could have made you to laugh. You want to laugh, you're doing. You'll be telling the person, I don't want to laugh. You know, if you use that small energy, there is an energy. I know you don't know how to manage energy until you fast for 3 to 4 days. Nobody will teach you on how to manage energy. Because if you stand up carelessly, you have lost energy and you are going to pay for it. Energy that would have lasted you for 2 hours is what you use in 30 seconds. How many of you know these dynamics I'm teaching you? So you manage it. If you are getting up, you get up like this. And then you have money. If you get up and do like this, go. You will pay for it. Because in the night, your head will be turning you. Even you are on the bed, your head will be going like this. Imagine if you are not on the bed. You will have accident. Okada, we... Are you with me? So, there are days fasting should make you sober. But if you come out to meet people, you should try as much as possible to make yourself presentable. Are you with me? There are some people, they won't even brush their teeth. They will say good morning and you say, because you are the only one that is fasting in the whole world. You just be distributing. Okay. There is nothing as terrible as a teeth that is not brushed. Believe me. Huh? Some people are stopping the discussion fast. Nobody say they want to stop them. But you are throwing bomb, atomic bomb, with brutal energy. I would have ended up there. If it's my mother that saved me. Oh my God, those days. Once you speak, you say, cut me face zelness. I have been Hallelujah. So if you are fasting, actually you get to some point, if it's 3-4 days, many toxins will be released from your system. It is better that you even brush 2 times, but I would suggest you reduce brushing so that it will not affect your enamel and all those stuff. You use mouthwash. Mouthwash is better than too much brushing. Because even in the days of your fasting, your cavities are weaker than normal. They are softer rather than normal. Not just the cavities of your teeth, even the cavities of your stomach, the linings of your intestine are softer. Huh? That means you should not engage in something that will put them to too much work. Huh? So you can brush once a day and use mouthwash the rest. Amen. Oh, did I help somebody? It's not only fire that helps people. The way people know you are fasting most times is because once your teeth start smelling, they know you are fasting. Many of you are guilty, my friend. I don't want to say Holy Ghost show me by power. He would have shown me. You see how many people will fall under power now. Guess what? Many people will, but they won't tell you because it's a sensitive issue. Especially if you are a lady, it's even more sensitive. There are some things that is sensitive. Like if you have body odor, if your teeth is smelling, I'm a koradaba. Somebody, let me tell you the truth. If somebody buys perfume and give you are smelling, and the person has been looking for how to tell you, doesn't want to insult you, what you do is to thank the person back. Be free spirited. Don't be angry with the person. If you're angry, you are not a good person. It means that the person really wants your best, but is pressed beyond measure. Now buys roll on for you. 500. He knows you eat 5,000, but you can't buy roll on. He now buys for you. And he now finish. You want him to buy another one. You are a crooked person. The reason why he bought the first one is so that you'll be motivated for the second one. My brothers are guilty. Then perfume. Are you with me? The thing is that these things are not costly. There are people that will wear clothes that is very costly, but they won't take notice of personal hygiene. Personal hygiene is different from fashion. It's not the same thing with fashion. There are people that are fashionable, but they don't have hygiene. Why am I here? Anybody that is fashionable, that is not into hygiene, fear the person. Cockroach can be in the food. It's only when they want to go out that they will arrange many things and wear it and come out. If you come in there, all kinds of things, they can do and undo. It's only the outer clothes that is good. The inner wear. Huh? The inner wear will kill fishes. Why am I here? Help me. Moreover, when they fast, when he fast, so second, obviously, I don't need to tell you, the scripture has also repeated itself. He said, when you fast, not if you fast. So it's not something that is optional. It is something that depends on about when. And this when is dependent on you, not God. So if you notice that your destiny is slow and there are walls and limitations in your life that is refusing to go down, you brought prayer, is not going down fast, what do you do? Add fasting. Say after me, add fasting. Say after me, add fasting. It will crack it. Fasting. I'm there. Let me even tell you, many of you have not known the power of fasting until you fast for long. I'm yet to see. There are a few things that fasting cannot crack. If you are suffering from gluttony, you can't control your eating. Huh? What do you do? Fast. If it's addiction, what do you do? Fast. I'm not hearing you. If you are suffering from too much eating, gluttony, if you see food, you and food, you eat snacks, eat this one, you continue eating, 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 eating. There is a man that released a video at Enugu. He used to speak Igbo. He said, some church dam said they have character, but their packaging is nonsense. That by what time, sir? 11 in the evening. He will finish one plate of Santa and say, Mommy, call you call my uncle. When you finish, you now eat buns on top of it, eat many things. By 11 in the night. And then when you finish, you become heavy duty. You cannot pass the door. The man now said, do you think God wants to give his student? On and off say, Ichena Chineke nebo imu ibu diaro. Amen. Oh. If gluttony is your problem, what? Fast. In fact, most times we have found that prayer alone doesn't break addictions. Fasting breaks addictions faster than praying. Or in addition to praying. Many times those addictions will even go to the point of stopping you from praying. Have you noticed? It is in fasting that you bring pungency to it. Sometimes if you are fasting, you feel like vomiting. Many things will be, your body system will be changing. Some of those things are both spiritual and natural. The natural thing is holding you bound and making you to be susceptible to that kind of addiction will be breaking. Huh? Try it. There is a way you fast. In the second day, you feel like if you don't eat, you die. If you pass that point, if you ever pass that point, you are free. What if you are suffering from oversleeping? You notice that you can't do night vigil. It's because you eat double plate by 10. There is nobody that eats double plate by 11, 10, 11, that can wake up to pray. You have to apply more discipline than is normal. Try it. This one, you say, I don't know what is happening to me these days. I can't wake up in the night. Nah, lie. Watch. Do this thing I'm telling you. Eat on or before 8. By 7, eat. That's if you will eat at all. Huh? Make your stomach, they do. And it is done. Okay, you wake up. If you refuse, hunger will wake you in the night. I'm telling you, how many of you? You are You are struggling with, you are sleeping until you fasted 3 days. On the third night, the day refused to break. How many of you, it has happened to you now? There's one day I was doing 4 days fasting. The third night, I slept. Oh boy, this sleep long. I started by 9 in the night. Slept. Had all kind of dream. I went to America, came back, went to South Africa, did all kinds of, did healing, did warfare, rode car, entered the aeroplane, finished, woke up, is 1 in the night. I said, what is this? With all this, my adventure. How many of you, it has happened to you before? But when you feed well, you say, let me just take a nap. Say after me, a nap. Start taking a nap by 10 and wake up by 4:30 in the morning. I say, what is this? Did he move this fast? Say after me, fasting. If you want to break slumber, what is the key to breaking slumber? I didn't say breaking sleep. Sleep should be managed. Sleep is a gift from God. What is an attack on your destiny is actually slumber. So it's just that sleep and slumber, you see, slumber is in sleep. That's why we are against sleep. If you can remove slumber from sleep, there are two things sleep can do. Sleep can give you slumber, it can give you rest. What we look for in sleep is what? It's not how long you slept, it's the rest in sleep that you need, not the number of hours. Some people are interested, I must sleep 8 hours, so I must sleep 6 hours. If you have you noticed you slept 8 hours one day and woke up and see somebody, they beat you by two. Because even though you slept for 8 hours, there is no rest. There are days I will tell God, please, I want to sleep, give me rest. 3 hours, I wake up very refreshed. It has happened to you, raise your hand. So that I will know that this thing is. So when you add fasting to prayer, it cracks any door. One of the things it will do is to tamper your soul. Huh? See, when you want to release prayer, energies and things that deal with matter, huh? It is released from your soul. Huh? And most times when you don't fast, the soul is bogus. So you cannot channel the energy of God that is in your inner man well. Are you getting the point? Because your soul is still everywhere. So even the energy you generated in prayer will be dissipated in many places. How many of you have noticed? You pray well in the morning, but by evening you are tired. Feel as if you are drained of life. That means there are activities and things you engaged in that is not necessarily seen, that have the capacity to take virtue away from you. Not when you fast. When you fast, you are coordinated. The energies of your soul is gathered together. Are you getting the point? So when you strike, it will be powerful. The same prayer, when you now pray it, it will come with 10 times the effect. Small hammer is hammer. But Monday hammer is a bigger hammer. Don't play. Play in the next 15 minutes. Amen. Let me see verse 17. He said, but thou, when thou fasted, what? Anoint thy head and wash what? Thy face. Another thing it means to wash your face is to take your bath. In fact, it is even medically advisable to take your bath while you are fasting. There are many toxins that will come up on your skin. I'm not a medical expert, and I'm not too interested in the medical and cosmetic benefit. But I tell you, if you know how to fast well, you can become, as a lady, you can become more beautiful. Yes. I tell you about something I've done for years. You will look, if you know how to fast in a certain, there are fastings, fruit fast. If you, are you with me? Oh, I don't have time to teach you much about fasting, but there are different kinds of fasting for different purposes. There is what is called beauty fast. It's in your Bible. I'm not telling you because it's in your own Bible. Can use 3 scriptures and show you. What kind of fast did Daniel fast? And he came out and they said he's looking better than the people eating. Was he not fasting? He was fasting. Somebody fasted and came out and they say he is looking better. Is it not a beauty fast? You need to go and eat the secret you are looking for in that woman. That is, there's one woman, you know that woman that sells something. You don't know how. This one I'm talking about is only ladies that know that. That woman, you don't know her. How many of you know that woman? Her name begins in J. Your pastor knows something. That's why Satan can't carry me like that. Oh. I read too. I need to be updated. Let's know where Satan is coming from. Let's block him. There's a woman, her name starts in J. And then you add double A. She sells all kinds of stuff. I know you will know her. She sells all. You don't need to read and follow her. All you need to do is to subscribe to ancient wisdom in the scripture. There is a way. What's her name? Esther was prepared. Others were doing many things. They went and cooked that lady. She came out. The king can't take her eyes off. I'm telling you what we are doing. You will see it now. Are you not seeing somebody like Pastor Chris? It's obvious he's living a fasted life. Every year he's looking younger. Every year. I will be like that too. The reason why I'm telling you so that you aspire to be like that. There are some people that are older than their age. Here. Okay, you are older than your age. It's too much food. Your body has overworked itself. If your body overworking, are you with me? You are overworking your body. It's not just in doing things. It's food. Night and day, your body is work. You know they give them rest. Sometimes they give engine rest. You stop working. Detoxify your system. Clear up all those rubbish. Hallelujah. Easier said than done. If you do this thing too, it also helps to prolong your physical endurance. There are people, you notice that any small thing, strength, if you do small thing, your strength will cut. Your strength will cut. It's not just demon, it's fasting. Anybody that lacks endurance, if you continue to fast for long, you notice your endurance has improved. I know this guy now. If Victor take him to trek from here to here, the guy will be like this. But now he's improving. That's why we pray the way we pray here too. Not just for things to happen for you, but for you to gain endurance in the spirit. Believers give up in issues of life because they have not gained endurance in the issues of spiritual discipline. When you can't stay in one place and study Bible for 4 hours, if temptation and trial come to you, you can't last for long. You can't stay brutally in prayer for 6 hours. It means your endurance, because that kind of prayer is by endurance. It means your endurance is not much. Amen. Oh. So the last point. Number 1 point, power factor is what? Number 2 is what? Number 3 is giving. Matthew chapter 6 verse 1. Actually, my teaching is on giving. All this one I'm doing is, I fasted non-stop for 5 years. Not non-stop, I break. You know, there is something I said. Somebody went and said that Pastor Edu said he fasted for 5 years straight. Good boy. You have to defy me too. What some of them mean is that you didn't eat till the end of 5 years. Now, wow. I'm not sure even angels do that. Because the scripture told us that there is such a thing as angels' food. Huh? You know the comfort of men like God's love, that even when we appear in heaven, we go chop. Ayakona. In fact, all this fasting we are fasting, in my own opinion, it might not be like that in heaven, because there will be with the bridegroom perpetually. There is one thing consistent with the presence of the bridegroom. What is that? No fasting, feasting. I prophesy to you that your fasting will turn to feasting. It's not prophecy, it will happen. Once the bridegroom is there, fasting will be taken away. You go just the shop. Don't worry, just fast here. You go shop over there. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Now, he said in verse 1, take heed that ye do not your arms before men, to be seen of them. Almost the same thing. So the key here is to be what? It's not necessarily doing, it's to be seen of men. So even when somebody doesn't see you, you can, there is a way that you can still be seen. Without, I can come and give somebody money now, but the environment surrounding it doesn't make for the person see me. The seeing there is not necessarily in people seeing what you did, but in seeing that you are the source. How will I say it? Because the original source is God. Have you seen people doing something for you and you needed to know that they did something? If you needed to, if people need to know you did something, then you have been seen. So the seeing now is not physical seeing. The seeing is trying to show that there is human impute in this giving. Not successfully linking the giving to God and removing yourself. So we can give physically and people can see it, but we removed ourselves from it. Are you with me? There are people, if they give you, you have not greeted them, you are in trouble. They gave you in secret. I'm telling you what I know. They believe in their mind that they are fulfilling this scripture. So if you say come and give, they will not give their name in the open. They will come at the back and tell you, I will give 100,000. And they will be waiting for you to come in the open and say that, Victor gave us 100,000, let's celebrate him. The guy will now be happy. Oga, where did this person give? This person I'm talking about, he gave in the open. Because people, even though he went behind to give, the motivation behind the giving is open. Those kind of people, if you don't do it next time, you will see it in their behavior. Once I notice it in your behavior, you are in trouble. I've seen it in some people. They will give 50,000 and say, man of God, I gave 50,000 to the work of God so that it will be moving forward. And as the Lord blesses us, we'll continue. I will thank you. I will not say anything about it. Those kind of people, they don't know kingdom. God needs to work in their heart first. Should I tell you the truth? We don't fundamentally need that kind of money. We can't base kingdom projects on that kind of money. It always has many baggages in it, because the heart of those men are not yet turned to Jesus. They don't yet understand that there is nothing a man has that is not given to him. They don't see themselves as stewards. They see themselves as custodians. They see themselves as owners. Meanwhile, they are caretakers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are some people who will be doing, and we say people should say what they want to give, and they will come in the secret and say, I don't want people. Well, it can be genuine reason. But some people, I need you to know that there are some giving that you need to come out in the open, because your faith can affect other people's faith. Let me tell you what happened. I think it's the P that said this, that they invited politicians, governors to an event to raise money for them and all that. Another person gave 20. The other person gave 10. The other person gave 5. It was later they found out that in political sense, you don't dare give more than your other. If anybody is higher than you in rank in office, if he gives 50, you must give less than 50. That's how it is done. They didn't know. So when the chief man gave 50, they were expecting that other people will say, my Oga, you will explain where you got the 100,000 from. When your Oga gave 50, how do you get 100? That's why if you want to, don't be looking at some people. Start with a man of faith. A man of faith will appear and say, I want to give 5 million.
I want to work, give what? Everybody will know that this issue has been moved from 1,000 level. And has been moved to what? There are people that want to feel good that they gave 10,000 to that project. When they see a man give 5 million, they will rebuke themselves by themselves. Huh?
I'm telling you, there are people, their capacity is bigger than what they are giving. Yet, because they have not been taught, it's not their problem, they have not been taught. They have not been exposed to an environment of sacrificial giving. This kind of giving, now, that is a power factor in the kingdom, is not normal giving. It is mostly in the context of sacrifice. Sacrificial what? Giving. Now, because they have not been exposed, they don't know what it means. They don't understand what it means that somebody cleared his account. It is a strange thing in their ears. It used to be a strange thing in my ears too. I will come and be saying, how can somebody clear his account? This is the day what I have in my account is 2,000, 4,000. And I will be saying, how can I clear my account? Somebody, 4,000 is clearing your account. That is to show you, greed and mammon is not about the amount. Greed and mammon is not what?
About them.
A man that has 500 naira can still be greedy. He can't give 50. Can't give 100 naira. Be looking for. Looking for 20 naira for offering. Looking for 20 naira. May your hand not come out. 20 naira. Be looking. Because there is 20. Our 20 naira has a texture. Be doing like this. Suddenly 1,000 will fall down. If somebody is near him, he will pick it and say, hey, who gone you mad? You put it back. You are not owing anybody.
You will not like this, my pretty.
Boys. Maybe so. That comment, extra comment you added is not needed if your heart is pure. Is it not true? That extra comment. Grace, if I'm Neku, where's your open? Many of you are receiving deliverance already. In the name of Jesus. Deliverance is not just from demons, it's from some mindset. Strongholds are even more powerful than spirits, demonic spirits. The demon that left said, I will go back to my house. Where is his house? The strongholds are built. Because he knows as long as those strongholds are there, the strongholds will still call him back. If you chase out a demon and you have not cast down the stronghold will still beckon on the demons to come. And this time they will be more fierce than they were before. So beyond the spirits living, we have to cast down all imagination that stands before the knowledge of God. True knowledge of God. Complete knowledge of God. Epignosis. Exact knowledge. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. If you are angry, don't say amen. I don't care if you are angry, my friend. Stop coming. My job is not to make you happy. That's not my business. My business is to make you succeed, to be successful. Not in human context, but there is what the scripture calls good success. There's what the scripture calls good prosperity. The prosperity that is as a result of the fact that you are prospered in the soul. Eh? I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, even as thy soul prospereth. Prosperity concurrent and commensurate with what is happening in your soul. With structures available to carry everything that is around you. Are you with me? So, let's go back. Take it that ye do not ask before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Verse 2. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have what? Glory of men. So the target is to have glory of men. So if there is a way you got glory of men, whether people saw you or not, you are a hypocrite. Verily I say unto you, they have their what? Reward. Verse 3. But when thou doest and let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. This is not necessarily that nobody knows.
Sometimes they don't even know your motivation. They don't need to know the story around your giving. They don't need to know you cleared your account before that. This your 1,000 is the last you have. Even though me, I ask people. I don't take for granted people that give. Your heart will become large. That is where you'll be able to accommodate heavier matters in the kingdom. I'm here to see a man mightily used of God that didn't enter that place. There are things they know they are not telling many of you. It took me time to begin to find out the secrets of my own father in the Lord. Because if you follow many of his teaching, it will seem as if he is not too much talking about giving, and many of the people following him were not giving until you live with him. There are few men that give like that man. He gives like a foolish man. If you give him something like this, he's quickly looking for where to give it out. I'm telling you. Have you been with people like that? You'll be telling the person, this one is your own. How many of you have done this one now? I bought for you now, is your own. Don't give this one. Eat this one, don't give it. There are people like that. Sometimes people don't want to give them money, don't want to give them what you can give out. Because if you give them what you can give out, they give it out. I've seen people like that. When you give like that, you will see the link between prayer and fasting. Selfishness in the place of prayer and fasting dies when a man opens himself up to sacrificial dimension of giving. Are you seeing the link? So there are three power factors. One is what? Two is what? I'm not hearing you. Three is what? Now, let me quickly teach you something. There are two that... Sorry for taking a bit more time because I want to run through this. I apologize. In Jesus' name. I will take up to 10 more minutes. I hope to take less, but just bear with me. Giving in the kingdom is... All types of giving in the kingdom is summarized into two dimensions. Watch. The first dimension is vertical. The second dimension is what? Horizontal. So there are two dimensions of all kinds of giving in the kingdom. The first dimension is what? Vertical. The second dimension is what? So when we mean vertical, we mean givings that focus on God. When we mean horizontal, we mean givings that focus what? On men. Both of them are essentially part of sacrificial giving. Now, many people focus on givings that pertain to man, and that has this power. And many people focus on givings that pertain to God, and that has this power. It is a combination of these that is what is called correct and accurate giving lifestyle. So when you come to an average church, Pentecostal church, what they call giving is horizontal. And the reason why they even say it is because it might end up in the church's account. That's why they are, when they say sow seed, the only thing they call seed is the one that enter church. Meanwhile, you can sow seed into your business. I have taught this often and often. Let's say you have 500,000 and you know a business you can do that can give you another 500,000 in 6 months. And then you come, you say you want to sow seed to me or to Revival, and then you sold all the 500,000. Are you wise? Now, I'm telling you now, if I ever find out, I will return. I just hope it's in my account. I will return your money. I'm good in returning people's money. People that know, you know, we return your money. Not doing anything with it. That's Pentecostalism has made people lazy in life. Instead of setting yourself, gospel, are you hearing? Setting yourself up to work hard. You want to use seed to cover laziness. It's because Pentecostals are lazy. That's why they want to use seed to cover laziness.
So instead of brainstorming and finding ideas, coming to business meetings, finding ways to invest their money, they will be lazy and carry their money and so, and then they will now relax and be saying, my help, my help, my help. You'll be looking, one man, one day miracle money will bring 5 million. You're a thief. When the scripture said, I will open the windows and doors of heaven and there is nothing that can hold it, it is obviously not talking about miracle money. Because if it can still be contained in an account, then it means the scripture is not true. Because what the scripture is said, there is nothing that can hold it. But what you are calling money as a result of tithe or giving is something that can enter the account. You don't yet know the God's reward system. Because if you know, you cannot count the money in the account as the reward for your giving. Are you hearing me? What cannot be contained in an account is what continues to overflow beyond the boundaries of an account. Huh? It's a flow of ideas, streams of income, things that have the capacity to outstay your living on earth. And men can drink from the same fountain. Men like John D. Rockefeller. I hope you know that his grandfather was a preacher. His grandfather was a preacher. Many of their lineages are ministers of the gospel. John D. Rockefeller. They are the owner of America. They are the owners of America. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
So watch now. Let me show you. So, vertical giving is the one that focuses on God. Horizontal focuses on men. For example, where we read now, alms actually focuses on men. So I will show you types of giving. Now, there are people that give horizontally. If you give vertically, the vertical effect will come on you. You know what is vertical effect? When you give vertically, it takes you up. That is why, if you want to receive, you have to be intelligent in giving. Giving, don't just be giving, be intelligent. Let's assume you need a lifting in life, in business, in your anointing, in your ministry. The key is not to give horizontally. The key is to give what? Because what you need is to be taken up from your plane of oppression. Huh? But if you want a horizontal effect, to cause the heart of people to come to you, then you give horizontally. To steer the cosmos to respond to you, you give what? Horizontally. Let me give you an example. How many of you grew up in prayer and prophetic churches? I grew up in it. Not my siblings might not, but there is one. Me and my father and mother went to. There is, I don't know what they call it in Yoruba, Baba. But if I say this, you will tell me the name in Yoruba. Huh? We call it Saraka. You know what is Saraka? Huh? Where is hair? You know it. Anahatash. When you do fasting and prayer now, they will now call you and say, to go and do something for children. Cook food for them. Give them gifts. They will now pray for you. How many of you have seen it before? What do they call it in your own? Is it the same name? So it's a universal name in Nigeria. Are you seeing it? That kind of giving, that's not all about arms anyway. But that is a typical effect that horizontal giving can give you. So the question you ask yourself, what are they, is a law that they are trying to trigger, and that law is constant. It's not about those people. There is a law that is triggered when you give horizontally like this. Yeah? You come amongst your brothers in tent and cook for them. Yeah? Should I tell you a mystery? Something about them comes to you. If that person has something in the spirit, it will come to you. And somebody you give to consistently cannot refuse certain things from you. He might not like you, but something will still be flowing to from you to him. Should I tell you a secret? If you honor a man financially for long, a relationship that is not there will be built, whether the person knows or not. People will begin to notice a connection between you and him. Meanwhile, people living with that person will not have that level of connection. You can live with somebody and not have connection. You can marry now, and your wife will live with you and not be connected to your anointing and your grace. Do you know why? The person has not taken time to honor you. He has not taken time to see you as anything. Talk more of honoring. She only sees you as my husband. Probably when you come back in the house, you even behave like a clown to make everybody feel happy. Eh? Is it not this man that made me angry in the morning? What is he doing in the pulpit like this? These people, do they even know what he did last 10 minutes? And all of them are clapping. It will cut you off from benefiting from the grace in the man. You will see many people functioning and being blessed. You wonder why you are never blessed by your husband's anointing. It is because you don't have honor for the man. You only see the man as your husband. You have never seen him as the anointed man. They are two different things. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Now, not excluding the fact that the man has to deal with his husband. The man too, wise enough, should also know his husband duty and the anointed man duty. So you have to be wise to actually know that you can actually be wise enough and matured enough in the heart to suspend the discussions at home and be blessed in service. And then when you come back, if it is needful, continue. If it is needful, what? Continue. But the normal thing is that a woman lacks the capacity to differentiate that. You come and say, no, be my husband. Look at how this man is shouting and thing. Are these people, do they even know this man? They will say, the man of God will say, in the name of Jesus, shout and receive your miracle. He say, The way you know is that the woman will be doing exactly something different from what the man is expecting you to do. It's witchcraft. You know, it might not be too obvious, but over time, people will notice that you as a woman doesn't have the same level of authority that your husband has. And normally, people should expect that at least a dimension of your husband should be manifest in your life. And if it is not over time, the implication is that you as a person will be looking for natural means to enforce your authority. And the only way to enforce your authority that is not spiritual is witchcraft. Because witchcraft is counterfeit and fake authority. Huh? You cannot successfully execute life long enough without subscribing to authority. And if you cannot get it from legitimate means, you will get it from illegitimate means. All illegitimate authority can be traced to witchcraft, which is mostly coming from the fountain of rebellion. This is Bible. It was God that was telling Samuel to Saul. He said that rebellion is like what? Amen. So we have been able to trace. Let me give you a little, one or two kinds of giving. You know why I'm telling this? I fasted for years, so nothing really happened in my life. I don't know how much you have fasted, but I think I've fasted a little. If you have fasted consistently for 10 years, I think you have tried. No be so. So I fasted enough to have an opinion. I might not be the most fasted person. I prayed enough to have an opinion. I might not be the most prayed person. Huh? I've not even given much, but I've given enough to have an opinion too. That's why I'm doing this teaching. Let me tell you something. I fasted and prayed all my life. Nothing heavy shifted in my life until I started giving sacrificially. I'm telling you, those days I used to give, but I give when I feel like. Until I noticed that. Do you know why I'm calling these three power factors? You don't give because of convenience. You don't give because they called for it. You know the way you pray every day and fast every day. You make prayer and fasting a component of your devotion. This one I'm talking about is coming to the point where you have made giving a component of your devotion. You see, the reason why people has brought is because people has brought giving down to the things that can be achieved in the natural. If you see giving as a devotion, just like you saw prayer as devotion and saw fasting as devotion, then you will know the power of giving. Because every single thing you do as of that moment is an uptrust of the spirit. It is a component part of your spiritual life. Give me sound. Just more. It's a component part of your spiritual life. Are you with me? So you don't necessarily give to be giving back. You are giving as devotion. You are giving as commitment. You are giving as understanding, as revelation, as part of the things that can help and make you grow in God. So in that kind of giving, God can convert monetary giving to something that has spiritual value. I hope you know money has no spiritual value. In fact, money has no value at all until purpose is attached to it. And then the spiritual value attached to money is the devotion in it. So when money is brought as a component part of our devotional life, then the spiritual value will come out. So a man can give as a part of his devotion and God will release an anointing on his life. Can money buy anointing? But there are men that gave and they activated the anointing. Because before they gave, they saw their giving as a devotion. How do you see your giving? As an instruction, as a command, as something you must do so that they will not know. You need to see it as a devotion. I don't like this sound. As something that is part of your devotion, as part of your walk with God, then it can trigger spiritual matters. Money that the scripture said, it was Jesus that said that there is something we call unrighteous mammon, useful for nothing. But suddenly that money can release a transgenerational anointing upon a man, because that man has entered the place in the spirit where he has seen that money has a capacity to download a devotional part of a man's work. So you can come like this and then you give because of your understanding of devotion in giving. Then something will drop from my life on your life. Tahabash! Suddenly you notice that you gave and the anointing that is on me began to work in your life. Money can never buy that. It means you have been shifted by revelation and you enter the plane in God where you have seen giving as what? As what? Just like you pray, just like you fast, and you count it as morning devotion. A man can give and count it as morning devotion. So every day he wakes up, he asks God, what are we going to give today? What are we receiving? What are we going to give? I don't have what to give. That's why the scripture said, if you don't have, work so that you will have. And the purpose of your work is so that you will what? Give. The man that works is working such that we have to what? Give. Because we realize that an accurate man in the kingdom gives as a devotion. Doesn't give to receive. It is not hedonistic. It's not give me, I give you. Give me money so that doors will open. He has seen it as something that have the capacity to support his work in God. Men of understanding, we need to enter into the mind of God. The things that facilitated and motivated the development of certain structures in the spirit, where God looks at giving and said, when a man gives, certain things will be shifted. So when we pray and things are not moving, we fast, it's not moving, then we give. There is nothing in the universe that can stand these power factors. Once you do this, the hand of God will be moved. And when you do it, it seems as if it's not working. That means you have not done it enough. Watch well. You will see more of God's instruction telling you to either improve on your prayer, improve on your fasting, or improve on your giving. Once these three things is brought in the right measure, no world can stand it. The kingdom power factors. The things that have the capacity to shift things from point one to two. I know what works and I will stay there until it works for me. God has shown us the way. is because men are disobedient. Men are looking for other things beyond the things that God has shown us. The ways of God are not secrets, they are just guarded. And it takes a veil tearing in your hand. I've heard about giving all my life. It took an encounter with the angel of the Lord when I was in Benue State for my eyes to open. I was there by 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and the angel of the Lord came by the right side of the window, and he told me about the things to come, and he told me I will lay God like dust. I asked him how, and he gave me the instructions to follow. From the day I did that instruction for years, the gates of wealth opened, and it is just even the starting. I tell you, these things are real. They are real. They are real. Something I have prayed for 10 years of my life. Fasted, nothing is working. What of giving? Have you tried it? There are the three power factors. Ask God in 1 minute. Show me where I'm coming short. Is it in prayer? Is it in fasting? Is it in giving? Give me the grace to measure up in 1 minute. It can be more than these three. Oh my God. My God, Jesus, Jesus, hey, 30 more seconds. Show me. My God. Jesus. Oh my God. Nothing is impossible to him that believeth. Where is your faith without works? In Jesus. Right. In Jesus. We have handed you the keys. What would you do with it? Now, because of my time, I want to list something because it's important I list it. There are kinds of types of giving. Number one is alms. The alms is what you give to your fellow men, charitable reasons. Number two is offerings. All giving is not the same. Because of time, we will not be able to. But we need to mention it so that you know. Then there is tithe. Tithe is 1/10 of your income or your increase. I would rather call it your increase. 1/10 of your increase. Then there is seed faith. Seed faith is when you tie a giving to a miraculous manifestation that you seek in your life. When you are seeking a miraculous manifestation in any dimension at all, whether you can tie a seed to your healing, actually.
can tie it to breakthrough, to many things. Now, the reason why it is called seed faith is because the underlining factor behind it is faith. Not just because people do it. Not just because they said, oh, all of you come and give. No. If there is no faith behind it, there is no substance behind it, more or less there will be no result. This is the secret behind the woman that received 26 different healing on the son when he came to A.A. Allen's meeting. She gave the last money she had as a seed faith. And then God met her. Sometimes you have to tie your faith to a seed and give. If you need a miracle. Then first fruit. First fruit is the first installment of your increase. Like you started a job. Or maybe you became a footballer. They now gave you the first salary. Is not your own. It's first fruit. The one, anybody that eats your first fruit has the capacity, should be able to sanctify the rest. Should be able to preserve the rest. Are you with me? So the reason why in Israel the first son is given unto God is a first fruit. As I am now, I'm first fruit. Who is a first son? You are a first fruit. So every first son is a first fruit. So that God will not come in a family and not have a man. Now, I know people have bastardized this, but you still have to know the truth. They use gun to kill people. What do armed robbers use to kill people? Gun. Is it not true? What of herdsmen? Gun. What of kidnappers? Gun. Bandits? Gun. What do we use? Do we say we will not use gun? What does police use? Gun. So it is not about the gun, it's about who is using it. So we cannot throw away these things because they are in the Bible. It's just the people using it. Normally we don't say this, but I have to teach you because we have entered the season where we believe something is about to happen. And we need to at least be informed. If we have not been able to teach it comprehensively, we hope over time we'll be able to do it. But I need to make us aware of things already. There are one or two of us doing it, but majority is not doing it. Those people are doing it because they have revelation. And some of them, I told them to do it because I know I have discipled them enough to give them instruction. If I have not discipled you enough to tell you about first fruit and tell you about giving, the day I told you about giving is the day I know I have trusted my discipleship over your life. I don't want mess up. People have bastardized. How many did I list? Alms, offering, tithe, seed faith, and first fruit. There are many others that people spoke about, but let me stop here. Like kingdom partnership, where you can decide to, as far as, like some people, especially people that connect to us online, you cannot be benefiting from this way and you are not partnering with all of you looking at me now. You cannot fail not to partner with us. Are you not wise? Where is the fuel coming from? All this thing we are doing, is it not money that is doing it? It can't be this offering. No. Look at what is here now. It can't even transport me home. So it can't be this offering that is powering what we are doing. It has to ride on the wings of partners so that we will not be talking about money too much. So if God is talking to you, whether you are in US or Liberia, South Africa, Ghana, anywhere, you can decide to be partnering us in anywhere God leads you. There are people I've seen that is giving us some few dollars. Can partner with us in dollars. Don't allow me to say it. I might not need to know. That's why it's a partnership. And it means at the stipulated time, you give it because you and God have agreement. The pastor is not in it. The man of God is not in it. If they say it is good, but this one is beyond them. Should I tell you? In your greatest time of need, even when you did everything wrong, have you been faced with a challenge where you know you are guilty? Do you know what you can invoke on those days? It is the proceeds of partnership. Men like Hezekiah will say, look at the way I've walked before you. Well done. And God knows that it is better for him to die But the impact of his partnership is too much that God is willing to bend. You are blessed in the name of Jesus.